Glad you're with us again. This is Ray Eppert on Politics. I'm Ray Eppert. And today we'll have with us Marvin Melton, and we're glad to have him back. Today, some of the topics that we're going to be talking about is we're actually going to take a little section and look at some instructions from Saul Alinsky that will actually explain a lot of what is actually happening on the political scene. He actually, in a book that he wrote before he passed away, he actually called and instructed what we're seeing happening today on the political front. He actually said that's what needs to happen to create certain changes. Now, I'm opposed to the changes that he wanted, but we'll look at that. And that's an important thing to understand in that process, because we don't want to get caught up in it. Also, we're going to look at a couple things in the processing of executive orders and nominations. The FTC has a new chairman that's been approved, and also there's some oil and gas struggles going on, particularly down in the state of Texas, and a federal judge has ruled on it. And so we'll look at some of those things and the dynamics of what's going on. In addition to that, I want to talk a little bit about some of the amendments of the Constitution, particularly the Bill of Rights, just kind of a little bit of an overview of where they came from and what was the driving force behind it. Because part of what we're seeing today is, in a manner of speaking, some people are trying to rewrite history. And so we need to understand the truth of what was behind some things. And so we'll talk about that. And most importantly, what was to me a shocker, the IRS recently sent a letter to a religious organization denying them tax-exempt status. And what will shock you is what they said the reason was for them denying it and turning it down. So I encourage you, if you've got some friends that you can touch base or call, invite them to listen to the program. You can also check us out on the web at Ray Eppert, rayeppertonpolitics.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, Liberty HQ, and follow us there on Facebook. And we're always here every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. So we'll see you right after this break.
If you demand lasting value, solid construction, and classic styling, the Browning Satori is the over and under shotgun that helps you achieve your full potential, both on the range and in the field. Smooth to your shoulder, natural to point, and fluid on your follow-through. The Browning Satori is both a pleasure to shoot and a true joy to own. Come down to Dominion Outdoors at 15 Angela Court in Fishersville and let them show you exactly why the Browning Satori over and under shotgun is the best there is.
Do you have kids? Are you looking for a place where your kids can play competitive sports in a positive environment? If so, check out ACT Sports. They offer a variety of recreational and travel sports year-round for ages 6 to 18. For more information, visit them at playactsports.com. That's playactsports.com. ACT Sports, equipping athletes to soar.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at AugustaSeed.com or call 540-255-5903.
We're back. Again, this is Ray Eppert, and we have with us Marvin Melton today. Marvin, it's good to have you back.
Well, thanks for having me.
I know we've been on a little bit of hiatus here, but good to see you. Tell us a little bit of what you've been up to and so forth. Let the people get to know you again.
Well, I'm Marvin Melton. I'm a pastor of Faith Point Christian Center in Waynesboro, Virginia. And I've just been kind of taking it easy, enjoying the warm weather.
Yes. It's supposed to be warm the rest of the week, too, I believe, if I saw the thing right. And before we start it, hopefully you won't mind me saying this. I learned something about Marvin recently, and so I asked him a couple questions. Marvin actually went to some events for the Bills, the Buffalo Bills and the Cleveland Browns, possible running back and so forth. He actually played semi-pro ball and so forth. And not everybody gets to do all that, especially having the NFL folks look at you. I mean, that's huge.
Well, thank you. It was an adventure. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I mean, I love sports, but I never had anybody like that want to talk to me. And so, you know, even though it didn't pan out, that's quite a statement.
Well, thank you, sir.
About your ability and so forth. Now, where I'd like to really start today, as we mentioned before, is the FTC chair. Now, recently, President Biden's nominee for the Federal Trade Commission chairmanship, Lina Khan, was approved. It was a bipartisan effort from that standpoint, and which right now in Washington, anything that's bipartisan is noteworthy in a manner of speaking, because there's just so much division. Now, with that, what they are united on, the reason that it was able to have bipartisan support for her, is the reeling in of big tech, locally and even in their interactions with China.
Mm-hmm.
What's some of your thoughts on all of that, Marvin?
Well, you know what? I think it's necessary, because we have seen where big tech has a little bit more control than we thought. And this past year has really shown, you know, just kind of the control that they have over the people.
Right. Yeah. And one of the things that was interesting, she became noteworthy even while she was in college, because she began to redefine the definition of unfair competition.
Mm-hmm.
Where before it was, does it just affect the price that the consumer has to pay? And she began to identify that some of these larger companies like this, they can actually drop prices to eliminate competition.
Mm, yeah.
And, you know, with Amazon, drawing a blank on some of the others, but Amazon's a huge one.
Yes.
You know, even Microsoft, yes. That competitors might not be able to compete if they just dropped it down, and then after it's all over with, they gain more market share,
right?
And eliminate competition. So those things, again, I'm really good with that, because big tech is also, in my definition of things, is involved in censorship right now.
Oh, yes.
They're deciding what is acceptable for mm-hmm. consumption, and that's a problem.
You know, when you have people muting and shutting up a certain group of people,
mm-hmm.
you know, the I know for me, the question that comes up for me is why? Why is this particular group of people being censored, being shut up, being kicked out of the the talk, if you will?
Yeah.
You know, what is the purpose behind it?
Yeah.
You know, it to me, it's just kind of like, no, I want to hear what they have to say too. If you want me to hear what you have to say, let me hear what the other people have to say, because there's always two sides to every story.
Sometimes three or four.
Yeah, that's true. And if you're trying that hard to shut someone up, that tells me that there must be something that they have to say that you don't either like or you're afraid of.
Yes.
And more than likely, it's something that you're afraid of.
Yes. Because, I mean, what America was supposed to be about, and this is something, let me just say how I see America,
mm-hmm.
And how I see our founding documents, because how you see them and your approach toward them does matter a lot. I don't look at the founding documents as something that is sheer perfection. I do think they are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But the way I look at them is that they were put out there, especially the Declaration of Independence, because that was our first declaration to the world of what we want it to be about. I look at those as ideals. Has America to this date ever lived up fully to that? No. But those are the things that we should ever be striving for. Those are the things that we need to look, assess, evaluate. Where are we coming short on these ideals? And if we're coming up short on these ideals, we need to fix it.
Yeah.
Because this is what we should be going for. And not that if we can't live up to it to the letter that we get rid of it, because it's like, as a Christian, none of us live a perfect life. But the Apostle Paul, he made a statement, I'm pressing toward the mark. And even as a nation, we should be pursuing these ideals. And as we see flaws, then we need to address them to fix them from there. And so, again, the censorship, kind of on a shifting gears, but still a little bit more of the beltway politics. The state of Texas and Louisiana, and actually there was a number of states involved. President Biden, his first day in office, he paused drilling for oil in federal lands and so forth. He created that pause immediately. And with that, a federal judge overturned that. Now, obviously, this is not the end of the story, that right. It's all done, and this course. Is all there is to be said about it. But the federal judge mentioned in the process that the, and to me, this is the thing that is very important, and this is concerning to me no matter what party it is, because I've seen both parties do this in different situations, that the process for creating a pause was overlooked, that there are statutes that say how that has to be done, and it does not leave room for an executive order. That is not allowed at all, and that was really why it was overturned. Any of your take on that?
Well, you know, what's amazing to me is, you know, you want people to do things fairly, or you want people to do things right.
Right.
But at the same time, when it's your turn, it's like, okay, are you going to do things right? Are you going to do things the way it's supposed to be done?
Yeah.
You know, I'm you know, like you, I'm a big sports guy. And, you know, the one thing I cannot stand is, one, cheating. And two, I just can't follow the rules.
Don't change rules on me in the middle of the game.
Yeah, exactly. Follow the rules. You know, you know what the rules are. Yeah. You guys, you know what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
You know, this order that paused things, you know, maybe it was a calculated something. You know, I can't say. I wasn't there.
Right.
But I would think you know better than that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think they're unaware of things. And so, you know, with that, you know, kind of the same rules. Our executive producer, Lamont Goins of the program, is really close friends with Ralph Sampson. And one time I got the chance to ask him how he felt about officiating at the end of the games. And his comment was, if it was a foul in the first quarter, it should be a foul in the fourth quarter.
Exactly.
The rules should stay the game same throughout the game.
Consistent.
And that's true. And that's part of what we should do. No matter what the party is, follow the rules.
That's it.
Follow the rules. And we've got problems with that across the board.
Right.
And you know, we talked some last year about Mitch McConnell. He was kind of one of my favorites to pick on because he would say one thing in one situation, say something else in another situation. Come on, you know, do you think people just don't pay attention? You know, you got to know better
right,
than that.
Right.
So anyway, stay with us. We'll come back and we'll get into some of the issues regarding the amendments. And also, if you're not familiar with Saul Alinsky, you need to know about him. Join us after the break.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at AugustaSeed.com or call 540-255-5903.
Do you have kids? Are you looking for a place where your kids can play competitive sports in a positive environment? If so, check out ACT Sports. They offer a variety of recreational and travel sports year-round for ages 6 to 18. For more information, visit them at playactsports.com. That's playactsports.com. ACT Sports, equipping athletes to soar.
If you demand lasting value, solid construction, and classic styling, the Browning Satori is the over and under shotgun that helps you achieve your full potential, both on the range and in the field. Smooth to your shoulder, natural to point, and fluid on your follow-through. The Browning Satori is both a pleasure to shoot and a true joy to own. Come down to Dominion Outdoors at 15 Angela Court in Fishersville and let them show you exactly why the Browning Satori over and under shotgun is the best there is.
All right, we're back. This is Ray Eppert on Politics. My name is Ray Eppert, and we have with us Marvin Melton today. And during this segment, where I want to start is talking about a gentleman by the name of Saul Alinsky. And if you're not familiar with his name, and maybe some of you are familiar, this might seem very strange. I disagree very adamantly with his approach to politics, to America, so forth and so on. But I think a lot of people are kind of like a high school football team that's got a game on Friday night, but they don't watch film. They don't get any game plan of the other team. They don't know if they're a running team, you know, a passing team, what kind of defense they play, and then shocked when they go out and lose. Well, there's no prep work. And if you're concerned at all about politics in America, I actually would recommend to you getting Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals. And I actually bought a copy of the book, and then I also I downloaded it on Audible because I actually had trouble reading it. It was just a hard read, Marvin. And I have to rewind and rewind. And I just do better listening to it than I do reading it. And so I'm still going through it. It's a slow process for me. But it explains to me right now how we got to where we are politically. It's all in this book. And I'll be honest with you, here's why I bought the book originally. And this is, it has no heading for this particular page. He gives a couple quotes from a couple people. And then he makes this statement. Lest we forget, at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical from all our legends, mythology, and history. And who is to know where mythology leaves off and history begins, or which is which? The first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom, Lucifer.
I was thinking that.
That is what he puts at the very beginning. And he says we need to at least give an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement. And this is taught in universities, it's taught in colleges, and in all honesty, I think in my opinion right now, it is probably the biggest influence on the political scene. And look who he gives credit to. Hmm. We need to know. And I want to read to you, because one of the things that is so huge, and to me, it borders on discouraging at times, because the climate has become so polarized. Mm-hmm. And in part of his book, he gives a list of rules. You know, I got my rules, and Alinsky had his. And he calls it the 13th rule. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. That was his recommendation for how to function in politics. Do you see that anywhere, Marvin?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, the race issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the second thing that comes to mind is you know, the Christianity versus non-Christianity. I mean, that's huge right there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you got these attacks, you got these divisions, you know, that are causing a pretty huge divide.
Yes.
Or trying to right. cause a pretty huge divide in this country. So I can see where his playbook is beginning to, or has started I don't even know what to say on that, but has...
It's influenced things.
Influenced, there you go. That's the word I'm looking
yeah.
for.
Yeah, because I forget exactly when this book was written. I think it was the late 60s. He died in 72. I do know that. Yeah. But unfortunately, I can remember some politics from those days.
I don't remember any.
Thank you. Thank you, Marvin. I really appreciate that.
Sorry.
But, you know, the first, I can vaguely remember the things with Kennedy's assassination. Mm-hmm. Not enough, as it's too small to remember really anything, but I do remember it being on TV. I remember, you know, a few of the different assassinations, just very vaguely. I do remember that I was watching TV when Johnson announced he was not running.
Okay.
And then with that, the first full-blown election that I remember anything about was Nixon's first election. And back then, you know, particularly that election, it was Nixon against Humphrey, I believe, 1968. There were differences, but compared to today,
mm-hmm.
those differences were so small. You know, should we do it this way or should we do it that way? It was almost like, well, you want it green, you want it blue.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, I didn't know it back then, but I was looking up some stuff. The best speech I have ever heard on health care was given by Humphrey, Hubert H. Humphrey, back in the campaign. No, it was actually, he gave it in 64, and he said that there's a crisis coming. And most people are unaware of it. It's a crisis of health care.
Hmm.
And there's three things, if we do them now, we can avert the problem. None of the three were done.
Okay.
Gotcha. And they're still not done today.
Wow.
And they, to me, would still be the best solution of anything to fix the health care price problem. I mean, it's a huge problem, the cost of health care. But with that... the difference is so wide now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at, you know, I've went online to look at the race here in Virginia for governor. You almost wouldn't think they were running for the same office. The, right. the issues that are up there, it's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And polarization, personalizing it, and polarizing to where it's almost like you can't talk to somebody about a solution. It's just all about how bad this problem is.
Right.
And if you go anywhere other than the problem, it almost falls on deaf ears.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where even to the point where, you know, it kind of flows right back into that, into the big tech, where there's such a divide. But like, for example, you know, last year when, you know, the race issue was, was real big, you know, it's kind of like, you know, people were saying, let's have a conversation. Let's have a conversation. You know, we need to have a conversation. Yeah. You know, I heard that word a lot, conversation, conversation. But, and I'm not just saying with the race issue, but I'm just saying with the division, regardless of what category it's in, well, there needs to be some conversation because, you know, like Humphrey with the a solution. I'm sure there's some people who have solutions or at least have something to offer where it's like, okay, I can see that. You know, that makes sense. You know, but it's hard to have a conversation when you have another source shutting up half of the conversation.
Yeah.
So you only hear one side of the conversation.
Yeah.
And that side of the conversation is making the divide even bigger.
Yeah. And I would say both sides are kind of taking that approach. And it's just like, you can't talk about a solution. Yeah, you know, I'll throw out real quickly what Humphrey's things were, just in case anybody was wondering. But number one, he said, make health insurance like life insurance. Your practices and everything should affect your cost.
Okay, got you.
I get that. I don't have a problem with that. Because your practices drive up your risks. He also said that basically that insurance companies should not have to get approval in 50 states. There should be a national approval that if they're approved, then they can function anywhere.
Okay.
That cuts down cost as well.
Gotcha.
I'm good with that. And thirdly, I really like this one. I thought this would be a huge thing, that if you're a carpenter, then you don't get put into your small group that you work with of eight people. You get put in a group with however many carpenters there are over the whole country that that company insures. Everybody's in a massive group.
Yeah.
And those three things, even today, I think that would be a better solution than what anybody else has put forward, because it would allow the market to determine things and still create a better response. Now, in this, because I want to pull this to the amendments, because one of the things that we're going to be seeing is that the things in our founding documents, there is an assault, and I'll call it that, and that's an intentional thing to call it an assault, to basically turn anything that could be construed to be negative into a negative, even if it's an outright untruth. And when you look at the Bill of Rights, you know, first one, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, then free speech, press, Second Amendment, right to bear arms, so forth. No soldier, Amendment 3, no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house, so forth and so on. Most of those amendments came because it was what Britain had done to the colonies.
I can see that.
That's the facts. But today it's being turned into other stuff. And it's being turned into other stuff to create polarization.
Right, right. Yeah. And you know, it's, I can see how you take the amendments and, you know, this is what everybody, this is what everything is kind of the standard, if you will, you know. So if we shift the standard, if we shift it a little bit, and then cause a division, cause some type of division, then to hit the agenda or the motive, it's going to be a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
And I see that. I see that. You know, you're talking about, like, you know, press. Well, okay. Well, freedom of press. That's huge. Now, when I was growing up, press actually was press. You know, they actually talked about the news without a bias, without an opinion. I don't ever recall hearing, and I didn't watch a lot of news, but right. the news that I heard, I don't recall them giving what they thought.
Right.
It was just, this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that freedom. Now you tweak that freedom a little bit.
Yeah.
And now you cause a divide because now the press has an agenda, or whoever owns the press has an agenda, and they now are causing a division in order to get their agenda across or done or yeah. whatever the case may be. So I can see that. Yeah. I can see it.
Yeah, and going back to Solinsky's Rule 13, personalize it, polarize it. And see, if you're looking for a solution, you can point out the deficits. You can point out the problems. You can point out the issues. If you're looking for a solution, you've got to identify the problem.
Right, right.
But is it identifying the problem, or is it personalizing it, and is it, again, creating a polarization? That, because a big part of what I see today, and I frequently read statements by Dr. King. His statements are pretty much lost today on the influence.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And because everything he was about and everything he wanted is really not a part of the mix today.
Right.
Because now it's about personalizing and polarizing.
Yep, yep.
And his was inclusive, that there shouldn't be the divide.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that there shouldn't be any judgment. Mm-hmm. It should be based on character, not right. the color of the skin, because
right.
that was a problem then. It's still the problem in some situations now.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the new stuff is actually wanting to ingrain judgment based on color of skin.
Right. And the thing is, in many cases, it's doing exactly what you're saying
yeah.
in the name of equality.
Yeah.
yeah. And it's like, okay, how in the world does that work?
Yeah, and it won't achieve the goal. And
right.
now, I personally think it will achieve its goal.
Oh, oh
it'll but achieve, I'm not going to say what its goal is right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we will talk about that at some point. So, well, we went a little long on this segment. Stay with us through this break, and we'll be right back.
Do you have kids? Are you looking for a place where your kids can play competitive sports in a positive environment? If so, check out ACT Sports. They offer a variety of recreational and travel sports year-round for ages 6 to 18. For more information, visit them at playactsports.com. That's playactsports.com. ACT Sports, equipping athletes to soar.
If you demand lasting value, solid construction, and classic styling, the Browning Satori is the over and under shotgun that helps you achieve your full potential, both on the range and in the field. Smooth to your shoulder, natural to point, and fluid on your follow-through. The Browning Satori is both a pleasure to shoot and a true joy to own. Come down to Dominion Outdoors at 15 Angela Court in Fishersville and let them show you exactly why the Browning Satori over and under shotgun is the best there is. Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at AugustaSeed.com or call 540-255-5903.
We're back. Glad to have you again today. And we encourage you to check us out on Facebook at Liberty Justice HQ. You can also go on our website, RayEppertonPolitics.com. And get information there. This broadcast is placed on there, as well as a number of other things that we have done and doing on a weekly basis, discussing political issues, so forth and so on. You can go there and find more information. We encourage you to do so and invite others to it. In this segment, I want to look at what to me is kind of an astounding statement by the Internal Revenue Service. And this is an article from June 16th. So it took place this week. Well, it was reported this week. And basically what it is, there was a Texas religious group that, among a number of other things, they pray for politicians, regardless of party. But they also teach what they believe to be biblical values on current issues. And as a result of that, this article starts off by saying, an IRS official, and this is written by Mark Tapscott, an IRS official denied tax-exempt status to a Texas group that encourages church members to pray for state and national leaders, regardless of their party affiliation, because it benefits the private interests of, in quotation marks, or in brackets, the Republican Party. It's not saying that they actually are promoting politicians. It's just saying that they promote the same values as that party and therefore should be denied their tax-exempt status that so many others do. So, I mean, bottom line is every religious organization, their views side with one party or the other. Mm-hmm. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
So if you do it on one side, you got to do it on both sides.
But, you know, there goes the polarization.
Yes.
I mean, it to me, it's like, this is so ridiculous. I mean, it really is. That's your reasoning? Because it sides with one party than it does another?
Mm-hmm.
When I read the article, you know, my first thought was, you know, if this group that is praying for Democrats, Republicans, those in leadership,
yeah,
which, you know, the Bible tells us we need to do that.
To pray for all of them.
Thank you. It really kind of opens a light to, okay, how terrible are your views if you won't let an organization, if you won't give an organization exempt status because they're close to more, you know, their values, yeah, line up more with the Republican Party.
Yeah.
I mean, when I've read that, it's like, my God, your views must be so, I mean, way off.
Yeah.
To, you know, to do something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, just way off. I mean, like...
Yeah. I mean, there are churches that their views side with the Democratic Party. There are churches that their views side with Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one should exclude them from exempt status.
Right, right.
I mean, because ultimately, again, what America was about was the free market of ideas and thoughts and religious liberty.
Yeah.
If one side, their values put them with the Democratic Party, that's fine. They should have the right to do it. If their values side with the Republican Party, that's fine. They should be able to do it. There should not be a distinction,
right,
from that. But yet, when you get, I have yet to see anything on the other side of the aisle be censored, rejected,
no,
or anything, no, like that. And at that point, these are people, quote, not involved in the political process.
Mm-hmm.
Big tech is, quote, not involved in the political process. The IRS is, quote, not involved in the political process.
Right.
The last time that Joe Biden was in the White House, the IRS attacked political organizations and religious organizations that held certain views. They audited them, and it actually went to court, and they were ordered,
mm-hmm,
to change because the evidence was found. And it's almost like here we go again.
Right.
With this. And
so just to break it down, you have an organization like the IRS siding with the Democratic Party,
mm-hmm.
but they won't let a church have exempt status because they're siding with the Republican Party in this guy's view.
Yeah.
So that doesn't, I mean, just the thought process doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
How? So in other words, in this game in which it's being played,
mm-hmm.
you can do what you want to do, but you're going to stop me from doing what I want to do.
Yeah,
it's just plumb ridiculous. Yeah,
let me read this one quote from the letter. And again, this is an article in the Epoch Times by Mark Tapscott. And the letter from the IRS states, the Bible teachings are typically affiliated with the D Party. Now, on these letters, there's a legend up there mm-hmm. that they have identification. And the letter D on that legend stands for Republican.
Okay.
And on that legend. So mm-hmm. it doesn't say it in the sentence if it ever gets quoted. You got to go to the legend for it. But the Bible teachings are typically affiliated with the D Party or Republican Party
mm-hmm.
and candidates. This disqualifies you from exemption under IRS Section 501c3. Now, again, if biblical views, again, all biblical, no matter how somebody sees it, and we all see it differently,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
nobody sees it the same. It's going to agree with one side or the other to some degree.
To some degree, yeah.
And that's why Congress shall make no law, the First Amendment, prohibiting the free exercise of religion. They shouldn't prohibit it on the Republican side or the Democratic side.
Right, right.
There should be freedom of religion, as long as you ain't killing nobody. I mean,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, some people have a problem with sacrificing chickens, but, you know, good fried chickens helped a lot of Christians through the day. But with that, those things should not be a part of the evaluation process.
Exactly.
Now, if they're raising money to support candidates, okay, then you're not really a religious organization. But so now, I mean, here's the way I look at it. And part of what I'm seeing is, so is the IRS now determining what views of Scripture I can have?
Right.
Am I not allowed any longer to have my own view without repercussions?
You know, and are you know, so from here on,
mm-hmm.
if I try, you know, to do a five, you know, to get a 501c3,
yeah.
is there going to be a questionnaire or something along those lines stating, are you going to pray for politicians? Are you going to, you know, are you going to preach this particular scripture? Are you going to do this particular thing? You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it really is.
And one of the issues I'm looking here at the paper here. Another quote from the letter. Specifically, you educate Christians on what the Bible says in areas where they can be instrumental, including the areas of sanctity of life.
Good.
So
that's perfect.
So are we not in our churches supposed to say you shouldn't have an abortion? That's not morally correct?
How about this question? So is the IRS against life?
Well, the against you're talking about. the definition of marriage.
That's a good thing.
This is a part of the letter.
Right,
the definition.
Right, right.
So can I no longer believe that for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife? That I can no longer preach that because that aligns with a certain political view? I mean, it's in the letter.
I tell you, it's
this to me was astounding.
Yeah, I agree. It raised my eyebrows, I can tell you that.
Get this. Biblical justice, and this was in the letter, freedom of speech.
Oh.
that this organization was for freedom of speech. And that because they were promoting that, they're disqualified from a tax-exempt status.
Mm. Doesn't sound like freedom to me.
Doesn't sound like liberty or freedom or nothing like that.
No.
I mean, what has happened that we got to this spot? Again, polarization, largely. Mm-hmm. Defense.
Defense.
Like national defense, I assume.
Yep.
It just says defense.
Mm-hmm.
Borders.
Oh, well, we know what...
You know, and the Bible does speak to that,
mm-hmm.
And then goes on to immigration, and then U.S. and Israel relations.
Mm.
Well, again, God told Abraham, those that bless you, I will bless.
That's what it says.
Well, as a believer, I'm pro-Israel.
Oh, yes.
Now, I'm not saying they do everything right, and I'm not saying I agree with everything.
Right.
But I want us to qualify for that blessing of the Lord.
Agreed.
I want that. And evidently, you cannot have a pro-Israel stance now and be tax exempt, according to this letter from the IRS.
Right.
That's a problem.
It's a huge problem.
Yes. Because, I mean, and you can say what you want, but just like big tech, this is censoring. We're not going to allow people to have tax benefit if they don't agree with our policies.
That's it.
If they don't agree with how we see things, then the road's going to be harder for you. Mm. It's not going to be a level playing field.
The rules aren't the same for everyone.
No. And there's a group, I don't want to get into this a lot, but before Biden ever took office, there was a group, and I'm looking for their name here. They're called Secular Democrats of America, that they basically urged Biden to pounce on Christianity.
Pounce
on Christianity. And this is a concern. Christianity shouldn't be pounced on. Islam shouldn't be pounced on. Hinduism shouldn't be pounced on. Any other faith, none of them should be pounced on.
Right.
First Amendment, Congress shall make no law. And to take that approach is basically saying we are going to, at best, marginalize people of faith and preferably eliminate it
exactly
from the marketplace.
Right.
And that's America right today. And all I can say is, God help us. Now, this is a letter. It will be fought back.
Mm-hmm.
And in all honesty, I believe it will be turned down. It will be overturned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the fact that somebody, and I'm sure when it comes down to it, they will have acted unilaterally.
Oh, yeah.
It was not a part of the, you know, and I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. But they acted unilaterally. They did, you know. No, that's the way the wind is blowing right now.
And you know, there will come a day.
Yeah.
Where that will be the reality.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've got to engage.
Definitely.
Having said that, we'll go to break. Thanks, Marvin, for being with us this week.
Thanks for having me.
Be back in just a moment.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at augustaseed.com or call 540-255-5903.
Do you have kids? Are you looking for a place where your kids can play competitive sports in a positive environment? If so, check out ACT Sports. They offer a variety of recreational and travel sports year-round for ages 6 to 18. For more information, visit them at playactsports.com. That's playactsports.com. Act Sports, equipping athletes to soar.
If you demand lasting value, solid construction, and classic styling, the Browning Satori is the over and under shotgun that helps you achieve your full potential, both on the range and in the field. Smooth to your shoulder, natural to point, and fluid on your follow-through. The Browning Satori is both a pleasure to shoot and a true joy to own. Come down to Dominion Outdoors at 15 Angela Court in Fishersville and let them show you exactly why the Browning Satori over and under shotgun is the best there is.
All right. Glad you were able to join us today for the program. Again, this is Ray Eppert on Politics. I encourage you to go to our site, rayeppertonpolitics.com. Also, our Facebook page, Liberty Justice HQ. And encourage some people to go there. I strongly believe that we're at a point that we have to get information out on certain things. That if we, as citizens, continue to take a distanced approach to what's happening in our country, it's not going to bode well. Because, and I'm not identifying either party, I'm actually hitting both parties. The majority of those involved in things are more concerned about their own deal than really the welfare of the country. At least it appears that way. And so with this, we have to get engaged, and we have to pay attention. I'm not saying you've got to devote hours on end, but you do have to be engaged. You do have to have some knowledge, some information. And so part of what we're endeavoring to do is to provide some of that so that you can see some things, understand some things, and be able to make decisions. I'm not trying to make your decisions for you, because one of our rules is respect proper authority. And you see, you have, I believe, a God-given jurisdiction to make up your own mind and to make your own decisions. Now, we can be influencers of people, but we're never to take the decision-making ability away from them. And so I'm not trying to do that, but I do want to provide information. Also, I strongly encourage you to join us next week. We have a brand new guest. If everything goes well, there are some things that could cause this not to happen, but I still want you to be aware of it because I believe it will take place. And we're going to have a special guest who has a quite a story. And from having been homeless, having been part of the movement with Dr. King, to having been a part of the Black Panthers at one point, and they have been a huge impact on their community. And they have a lot of really good things to share. And so I'm going to wait and tell you who that is next week. I just want to tease you with that. But please join us and encourage other people to do so. I think it's vitally important. And with this, as we addressed Rule 13 from Saul Alinsky's book, basically saying to the two parts I want to really pull out, personalize it and polarize it. You can't personalize it and polarize it and be seeking a solution. Those two things are opposites. Because if you're going to seek a solution, there has to be conversations. There has to be a setting down and discussing of things. And coming to a situation where best case scenario and what should be the goal is to have win-win solutions. You cannot have win-win solutions when it's personalized and polarized. And this is something we've got to understand. And this is really a part of why I'm doing what I'm doing here and some of the other things I'm doing, is we've got to understand that there are those who are endeavoring to manipulate us so that we become polarized toward other people, that we begin to personalize things with people who have a different view from us. And if that's happening to us, we're falling prey to the tricks. We're falling prey to the agenda. And we've got to fight that. We've got to pursue solutions. That we have to pursue answers. And to do that, there has to be interaction. There has to be a level of mutual respect. Again, respect proper authority. You're an individual, you're a person, I'm a person. We should have a mutual respect for each other, even if we differ on our views. This is the pathway to a solution. If we do not achieve this, if this does not become the guiding influence and force in our country, there's a lot of other things that are pushing and creating a force in our nation right now that are not creating a mutual respect. It's creating a personalization and it's creating a polarization. We need to understand that if that remains, and if, let me put it this way, if that becomes and remains the dominant influence in our country, nothing good is going to come out of it for any of us. And I'm the king of looking on the bright side. We've got to now, where I'm positive on is we can make a change. We can make a difference. If we as individuals decide, I'm not playing that game. I'm not going to personalize it. Even if I disagree with them, even if I think they're listening to the devil themselves, I'm not going to personalize it. I disagree with the values. I disagree with the approach. But they have the right. They have the God-given right to have a different opinion from me. If we don't take that approach, we're going to be in trouble. It's going to be difficult. The road is going to get worse and worse. But it doesn't really take that much just to decide to listen, to just decide I'm not going to personalize that. You know, I know one individual, I was talking to him, and they said, you know, I allow other people to be at least 10% wrong because I figure I'm that far off myself. See, when we start thinking we got the whole ball of wax ourselves and understand it all, we got a problem there. But we have got to seek solutions and avoid the personalization and polarization of issues. That's the only way we can come out good. So, as we go away today, one of my all-time favorite songs. Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.